Tefila for Life, Shir 1094, Yom Revi B'Shabbos, Parshas Shlach. The last thing on the list, the David HaMelech lists, he brings five things, is Hoid. Now, Hoid is something very subtle. It's very similar to Teferis. Teferis is beauty. Hoid is more of an internal beauty. It's like a shine. It's like a charisma. We know that Reb Shimon Yochai, Lag Ba'omer, is Hoid Shebahoid. Hoid is an internal splendor that a king has, that an individual has, as opposed to Teferis, which is an external beauty. Different things that go on around you that are beautiful, that are magnificent, that are splendorous. So Hoid is not necessarily something that you'll notice. It's not as pronounced like Teferis, but it's there. And probably the easiest way to relate to it is charisma. Everybody has a certain ability to be able to accomplish something, not because of a specific talent that they have, not because of specific power that they have, not even because of external beauty or external abilities. There's something internal there. There's a charisma. There's something there that enables certain people to accomplish certain things. Everyone has it in a different area. You're just good at something. You have the ability to get something to where it has to get to. That's Hoid. It's an internal splendor, an internal beauty. And that's also from the Rabbi Yeshua. Now, since it's something that's subtle, you might not notice it as much as the other things on the list, like Gvura, like power, like external beauty. But you have to realize when you're able to get from point A to point B, whatever point A is and point B is, whether you're trying to convince someone of something, you're trying to get a certain deal, you're trying to get a certain shidduch, you're trying to get a child into school, you're trying to accomplish something, whatever it is. Everybody has this hoid, this shine, this internal charisma that a person has to be able to get somewhere, to accomplish something. And that hoid comes from the Rabbi Nishalala. Reb Shimon Yochai is hoid shebahoid because Reb Shimon Yochai personified the secrets of Torah, the pnimius of Torah, the internal experience of Torah. That's hoid. And that's what we're thanking the Rabbi Nishalala for. The gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the internal beauty, the internal splendor, the internal charisma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to advance in whatever way we want to advance in life. That's a gift from the Rabbi Nishalala.